Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I am your host, Pat Sloan. I am always so excited for Monday to roll around, so I get to talk to really fabulous quilters. And today, the first guest I have on, I'm really, really excited to have her here. I was able at Quilt Market to spend one evening sort of chatting, which was, you know, a real pleasure. After hours, we were all hanging out at a restaurant, a whole bunch of us. And you don't get to do that very often. So we had a really great time chatting about modern quilts, which I think is just fabulous. So Alicia Height Carlton is here with me, and she is one of the founders of the Modern Quilt Guild, and she is also a brand new author. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing well. How are you, Pat?
Oh, I am just so great. I know you're out and about here today. You're working, so we're really happy that you could join us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. Always happy to talk about modern quilting.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, that's the one thing that your name has sort of propelled you out into the, you know, arena of the quilt world, I think, is the Modern Quilt Guild. You yourself, of course, are a quilter. But how did that come about, this movement of a guild associated with a style of quilts?
Well, you know, what I'd have to say is that really it came out of the fact that there was this online thriving community of modern quilters, Flickr, blogs. Everyone was talking to each other online and still is. It's a really thriving community. Mm-hmm. And so then I went to the Long Beach Quilt Festival. This was in July of 2009.
Yes.
And, you know, I was walking around the floor and just didn't see any of the things that I was seeing online. And it surprised me, actually, because that was my first exposure, you know, to the big quilt industry. So I posted on my blog just saying that I was surprised and why weren't we represented, and just sort of started to think that through.
Right.
You know, and I thought, should we join guilds? Should we show quilts in festivals? What should we do to be more represented? Mm-hmm. And Latifa Safir, who is the co-founder of the Modern Quilt Guild with me, she commented on my blog saying, well, why don't we start our own Modern Quilt Guild? And I thought, well, why not? Let's do it. So she and I were both LA-based. Mm-hmm. So we started the Los Angeles Modern Quilt Guild, and our first meeting was in October of 2009. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was posting on my blog what fun we were having, and that it was a great time to transition that online community to in-person friendships, face-to-face connections,
you know.
And everyone and people really liked what they saw and thought, I want to do that in my town, too. And here we are less than 2 years later, and there's over 100 groups all over the country and world. It's just exploded in a way we never could have guessed, you know. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. You know, I really love the fact that it's generated from the internet, because, you know, I'm like an internet, you know, I'm addicted to the internet. Let's just put it out
we
there.
We all are.
Yeah,
we
I know.
We all are, right?
I'm a geek, you know, my friends are all online and that's where I get my friends. And, you know, it's like, I have in-person friends too, but, you know, this just wonderful. I loved how you said to bring your community from online into in-person, because it is a different feel and relationship to be able to meet and talk and sit and touch quilts and be with each other in person.
Exactly. And we were getting so much feedback and camaraderie online, and we still do, but there's just no denying that that face-to-face interaction is wonderful and provides such a sense of community, you know.
The one thing that I feel, you know, that's still sort of a little bit of a mystery and an aura that I'd love to chat about is, what makes something in your mind be categorized as modern versus contemporary, or, you know, some other wording? Because it actually is a style.
It is. And, you know, it's always so hard with something that's subjective, because ultimately all art and craft are, you know. It's so hard to put finite definitions on things. But what I could do is sort of speak to design elements that you see over and over in modern quilting versus contemporary. You know, I would say that with contemporary quilting, I mean, they're two separate trends, I think.
Right.
Contemporary quilting, lots of use of batiks, lots of use of black as the neutral, lots of hand-dyed fabrics, a lot of focus on maybe art quilting as well. Like not
right, I was
as
just
going to
say.
On, exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
whereas I'd say for modern quilting, first of all, we quilt functional quilts. We make quilts that we want to throw in the wash, we want to use, we want to give to our friends for their babies to throw up on, you know.
Yeah,
we really
right.
want our quilts used. Aside from that, aesthetically, I'd say you see a lot in modern quilting, you see a lot of use of white and gray as our neutrals, also and as a background. You see a lot of sort of interesting use of negative space with asymmetry and block layouts that are not traditional, just grid layouts.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of use of solids. You see, you know, lots of bold color choices that are very sort of what's hot right now in terms of color trends. And you see lots of improv piecing. That's not to say there has to be improv piecing for
right.
it to be a modern quilt. You see a lot of it. You see less focus on using patterns, more focus on building your own designs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously everything I'm describing,
mm-hmm.
you could say applies to any field
yeah.
of, I mean, there's so much overlap. That's why
right.
it gets really difficult to define.
Right, right.
But
right.
yeah, I would say that the things I've described are repeatedly often seen in modern quilting.
I think that makes sense,
yeah.
too. And with the guild, you have a challenge going on at your guild, your main website for the guild called themodernquiltguild.com. And that is, people are taking a lot of emphasis from art, modern art, to inspire the quilt, from what
absolutely.
I see.
Absolutely. I would say that there's also a lot of inspiration from sort of mid-century modern aesthetics
mm-hmm.
and design,
right.
architecture. Elements, you know, there's a lot of, yeah, there's, you're right. There's a lot of people pulling from modern art, you know, inspiration
right.
is found everywhere.
It
so,
is.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Now let's talk about your book. You have got the most
oh,
fabulous
okay.
book out. Yes, yes. Congratulations, by the way. And this,
thanks.
You have a co-author for your book. Who is that?
I do. Kristen
yes.
Lennox is
yes.
the co-author.
And
yep.
I got to meet her too.
Sorry?
I said I got to meet her also when we were at the market.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. We all enjoyed that great evening. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The book is called Block Party, The Modern Quilting Bee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a lot, again, the internet. It's played such a huge role in the development of the modern quilting movement, so, you know, the new wave. So, okay, so the structure of the book, it's structured around a virtual quilting bee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know what that is. Should I describe it?
Yeah, I do because I've hosted zillions of them. But, yeah, other people might
right.
not. So you might give them just a brief
right.
what it is.
So, okay, it happens over the course of a year. There's 12 quilters who sign up. And ultimately you want to have 12 quilters with a similar aesthetic so that the
right.
blocks they sewed it will all sort of match in the end quilt. So each quilter is assigned a month. So let's say I'm January. I pick out my block style, I pick out my fabrics, and I cut up little packets of fabric that I send out to the other 11 quilters because they live all over the country.
Right.
So they using the fabric I sent them, they sew up the blocks that I request,
mm-hmm.
mail them back to me, I assemble the quilt, and then February it starts all over. So by the end of a full calendar year,
yeah.
each quilter has their own collaboratively made quilt that they pick the fabrics and block style for. So the book is structured around this. Like chapter one is January, you learn a block.
Yeah,
and you're introduced to one of the bee members. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that's how it works.
And you actually, you know, you ran these and did these online and then that inspired you to go ahead and put it all into a book form so other people could enjoy
exactly.
it. Yeah.
Exactly. Kristen and I were hosting the Bee Block Party, and she dropped me an email saying, you know, I think there could be a book idea in here. And so we were off and running at that point. And Stash Books, meanwhile, reached out to us, and yeah, they're wonderful and have really been reaching out to the modern quilting community, and so it really worked out. It worked out.
And you're just ending, you know, as we're talking today, you're ending on your blog, a blog hop for your book, and your blog is Handmade by Alissa, ALISSA.com, so people can go
exactly.
there and check it out and see your book cover and everything. So what are you working on now? What are you working on now for yourself?
You know, I have a lot of different things cooking. You know how it is. You can't always talk about it all, but I have a couple big projects coming down the pike. So things are going well. It's exciting. You know, it's an exciting time to be a part of quilting.
And I think that you have like a fascinating job outside of your quilting. If you could just tell people real quickly, you know, what you do.
Sure, sure. Well, I've done this for 10 years. It's what I've, you know, it's pretty much been my career. I cast reality shows.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky enough that I work on what I, you know, obviously I'm biased because I work on it, but I think is the best reality show on TV, and that's Project Runway.
Yes, very
cool.
So,
yeah, it's really cool. It's actually a total coincidence that sort of my sewing overlaps with that show.
Right.
But, as a result, I love it. You know, it's a really fun job because you get to interview and talk to really just the most amazingly talented fashion designers.
And
it's
do
a
you
fun
also,
job.
And do you also go to New York often?
You know, I'm there every time we're casting the show. I head there, and I find myself in New York a couple times a year for sure.
Neat.
I'm LA based, but
right. Because I knew you lived in LA, so. This has just been amazing fun to chat about modern quilts. You know, I can't wait to see what you make next. You know, are you going to share some stuff on your blog?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, I'm always keeping that blog active. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the opportunities the blog has afforded me, big picture. It's really been a wonderful thing. I had no idea when it all started, you know.
I think a lot of us have had that same thing. The blogs just are a great way to share and build friends.
Exactly. It's really been, you know, I found quilting about 4 years ago, and boy did I find my thing. It's just been life-changing for me to find quilting. I love it so much, so...
Well, Alissa, this has been just wonderful to have you on and chat. I'm so happy for you and your new book.
Thanks. It's been so great to chat with you.
So we're going to go visit. Everybody go visit Alissa at handmadebyalissa.com, ALISSA.com. And you might check out a Modern Quilt Guild in your area. And we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Terry Grawl of The Enchanted Makeover.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Make your projects so much easier with great products from Sewline. Sewline offers a variety of innovative quality marking tools for quilters and sewers. The Sewline Trio is a 3-in-1 fabric marking tool that allows you to quickly change from black ceramic to white lead to a blank stylus with just one click. Both leads are water-soluble and designed to provide a crisp, clean line that's easy to erase. To purchase Sewline products, visit your local quilt shop.
Beautiful computerized quilting is simple with the HQ Pro Stitcher. Every design becomes a perfect fit for your quilt with the HQ Pro Stitcher. You can resize, repeat, rotate, and crop right on the new 10-inch color touchscreen. No computer needed. The HQ Pro Stitcher works with all HQ Stitch regulated machines and has a quick setup that allows you to get quilting in no time.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com. Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
So welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. My next guest is someone who is doing just amazing work, and I have just recently become aware of the organization, and I'm really excited about it, really excited about the work that they're doing. Terry Grawl is the founder and president of Enchanted Makeovers. This is an organization that is dedicated to empowering women and children that live in shelters. They're there to work with them, to build their facilities. And I just, you know, she's here and she's going to tell us all about what they do. Terry's and her organization were featured in the October 2010 issue of American Patchwork and Quilting. So you can go back and get your magazine out and take a look at the article and read about it. So Terry, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Pat. Thank you.
I saw on your website you are having your 5-year anniversary. That's a long time.
Yes, it's wonderful. It's a blessing.
Well, why don't you, in your own words, why don't you tell us what Enchanted Makeovers is for people who aren't familiar with the type of work that you're doing and organizations like yours do?
Well, Enchanted Makeovers is a nonprofit organization. It's all volunteers. There's no salaries. Mm-hmm. And we're really not about a series of decorating projects, but it's more of a movement to not only transform the lives of women and children living in shelters, but communities. Mm-hmm. And how we do this is really about people sharing their stories,
right,
and using their own creativity, talent, and imagination. And this is where people, I see women saying, you know, I love quilting, but instead of just making one, I can make 10. Because
right,
this is their passion.
Yes. That's really neat. You started this because you were asked to go and help do basically a decorating makeover, weren't you?
Well, I was asked to come. A gentleman called me back in 06, December 06, and he said, would you come and at least paint a wall?
Yes.
That's all they were
right,
asking for. They were
right,
grateful for that. And once I visited, I knew that paint and bedspreads were way more, they needed way more than just that.
Yeah.
This was really about the transformation of within.
Right.
And just connecting on a human connection. That's where I saw that so many lives could be transformed, including the communities.
I just think that's wonderful. It's an all involvement. I got interested in this when some quilters I know contacted me, and then I contacted you to talk a bit.
Yeah.
And I had seen your article in the magazine in the past. Now, tell me, how many projects do you take on at a time? Is it just one? Does it take a year? How does that work?
Well, we do, of course, makeovers, then we have projects, we have programs, and we have special events.
Ah.
And, I always say this is about the journey, not so much
yes,
the destination. And
right,
it's not, let's say how fast we can kick these out, because this
right,
is how we get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about several things, that happened during that year. And, of course, we're still doing national projects, which is the pillowcase program and the doll program.
Right.
It takes some time, as like with quilts, we're blessed with the Quilted Goose and all of her quilting friends, and this is taking mm-hmm, time to make all these quilts, and why it's about the journey.
So tell me about the facility that you're doing right now, because you have a unique room that you're going to build in there, a sewing room.
Yes, the Sacred Sewing Room, we're calling the rooms that we're going to start. Yes, and it's really about the golden thread that connects us all,
mm-hmm,
that we all want to feel worthy and feel loved. And by doing that, we're also learning a life skill, which is sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the women are able to take this, and who knows? It could start a business in the future for them. We have no idea,
right,
but it's a start, and we're going to start this program at Alternatives for Girls in Southwest Detroit, and mm-hmm, we hope that just spreads nationally to women and children's shelters.
So is this the first time that you're going to put a permanent sewing room in?
Yes. When we've done sewing classes before with shelters across the United States, but this one is the first room, and we're so excited because the shelter's given up a bedroom for this. That's how much they believe in this, that they need
That's a big deal, too, because that means there are less beds in that particular facility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, one of the things that I'm going to try to help you with is, and I know you already have a whole team of people helping you there, is, you know, you need to furnish the sewing room. It's a blank, empty room right now.
It's a blank room.
You know, you're going to have sewing machines, you know, all the necessary supplies in the room for people to make projects, books.
Just like a woman that's sitting there listening, her sewing room, that's what we want the women to have, that they have the cupboards filled with fabric, and it's just inspirational. When they're sitting there sewing, they're just thinking about sewing. They're not thinking about that, okay, I have a year here, but it's just, this is part of the program. This is all good.
And, you know, one of the things that when we were emailing back and forth, it's like it doesn't end with the room being finished. And in a facility like this, your local quilters are going to be there teaching.
Yes, it's something that's one of the things the shelter said is, we don't know quilters. How can we keep this going if it's once a week, once a month? They have no clue. I said, that's the most important thing is you can't have a room sitting there that's pretty with sewing machines, but we don't have volunteers that will commit and say, I'll come in that, you know, on this Tuesday and Sally will come on this Tuesday next week, you know, to keep it going.
So there'll be the local quilt guild or local, like I know the one gal is a long arm quilter. They're going to be helping to train and mode because you will have a turnover of people who actually live at this facility.
Yes, and that's where, again, I'm blessed with Linda Jackson from the Quilted Goose that is going to be working on that to get volunteers that are, you know, quilters and, you know, everyday sewers.
Right.
You want the woman that her grandmother taught her. And the most important thing is that before she begins the class, she opens up and shares her story. Then the class begins because that's the golden thread. That she's willing to say, hey, this is, you know, I might have had cancer, but I survived. Whatever it is, because it totally changes before the class begins. The woman says, oh, my gosh, there's a connection here.
Right.
Now let's begin the class.
Right. Do you have, have you had stories over the 5 years of anybody who's taken some of the crafty things that you've done with them, and do they follow up with you? Do they let you know how they're doing?
Oh, yes. All the directors are friends with me on Facebook. And many of the women, and many of the, and the residents, the women, they're friends with me on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I see their journey unfolding, how they went back to college.
Yes.
And when the, just with the transformation of a room that we all think, you know, what's the big deal? But it is a huge deal when you can feel, you know, a lot of the women have lived in the inner city their whole life. They've never seen something that's really... even that handmade quilt.
Right.
You know, I had a woman come up to me and say, you know what, being in that room and leaving the program, I finally noticed the sunlight going through my kitchen window. See how it changes from within?
Yeah.
And that's the bigger goal.
Now, you have actually a place on your website, which is enchantedmakeovers.org, O-R-G, everybody. You have a place that tells what you're in need of and where to send things.
Yes, there's 10 ways you can help, but we're always open to someone saying, hey, I make this, this is my passion, what do you think about it? We'll make it work. We want everyone to be able to share their talent and shine their light. That's what it's all about.
And you have the address and everything of where they should send it. I don't want to do it on the air because you might change it. So, you know, they can go to the website.
Yep, it's right on that page. Yep.
Okay. Now, you know, American Patchwork and Quilting has a goal of 1 million donated pillowcases. It's a big program. It takes a while to do. And can people donate pillowcases, you know, sort of in conjunction with working on that?
Yeah. We love that. We've had some come in that little miniature, little Raggedy Ann and Andy, the little pouches for the children. It's just adorable.
Oh.
The detail that people are putting into these pillowcases, it's making a huge difference. We've had children say, I don't want to lay on it. I want it as artwork. That's how much a pillowcase can make a difference in someone's life.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and quilters, as you, I'm sure now that you've been working with them for quite a few years, you realize, I mean, we just love to make and give things.
Yes. And you, as you know, that people always say, why handmade? Why can't you just run to the store and buy something? Because I truly believe that the creator, which is the quilter, the crafter, mm-hmm. their love and positive energy is woven mm-hmm. into that item, and it's part of the healing process for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what's so important. It has to be handmade.
Yeah, that's. I just love that, you know, that you're able to give people something. You know, we can give, and then you can give to people who will appreciate it.
Yes, exactly. And it's everyone. It's, I think everyone's light gets to shine, and that woman. I mean, I've had women say to me, I never thought someone would care enough to take the time to make mm-hmm. me something. They're just blown away by that. It's, because that is the most precious thing is time, because you can't get it back.
No, you can't. And you know, that I'm excited about the room, the sewing room, because we as people who make things are so satisfied and get a lot of self-confidence off of being able to produce finished items. And I can imagine for that will be passed along now to a whole new group of people who never had an opportunity.
Exactly. It's a great way to express feelings that really are hidden, that, or just say, oh my gosh, I never knew I had that talent.
Right, right. And a lot of things are not difficult to do. You know, you start very simple. Have you already taught people how to sew before in any of the other facilities?
Well, we did an event in Texas, and the mothers had to make a pillowcase for their child or make a doll.
Okay.
It wasn't for themselves. It was like, you're going to give this to your children here. And the children, like, were, the mothers were crying. They're like, I know this. I said, what does this represent?
Yes.
And one of the ladies said, I know my son knows he's truly loved.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what that meant when she handed the pillowcase to her son.
Aw.
So,
it just gives you goosebumps.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Well, so, I'm hoping that your facility will fill it up quickly. I know of people listening, you can go to enchantedmakeovers.org and you can look at the what's needed list. And if you have things that you can send, or you can contact them directly. I'm hoping to collect some things from industry for you so we can get that room set up.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Well, this, Terry, this has been just wonderful to have you on the show. I really appreciate it, because I know that you're very busy. You know, I'm glad that you could come on and tell everybody about this new project, because it's so exciting.
Well, we're Alternatives for Girls in Southwest Detroit, and it's a shelter for girls 15 to 21.
Yeah.
We're not only making over 19 bedrooms, setting up the sewing room, but we're also having a vintage-inspired dance. It's the theme of the 50s, but it's more, it's called Stepping Back in Time.
Right.
It really represents that sometimes we have to go back to move forward, but we're all precious.
Yes.
That you have everything in you to move forward. We all hold that golden ticket, and that's what that event's going to be. We do cooking classes. It really goes down to home and mother's love.
Right.
That's what we bring to shelters.
Well, it's incredible, and I thank you so much for all the work that you're doing and your staff.
Yes, it takes a village.
It does. It does. So visit Terry at enchantedmakeovers.com, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and I have two guests that I was able to interview when I was out on the road, author Marie Boswick and the Bonnie Blue Design Team. We'll be right back.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Pam.
What have you been quilting lately?
I just finished a Lone Star quilt for my niece's wedding.
Oh, I can't wait to see the finished quilt.
Me too. I have so many finished tops that I'm really considering looking into a long arm of my own. Don't you have a handy quilter? I've heard good things about them.
I do, and I love my HQ18 Avante. No more UFOs at my house. I have so much space to work with, and it's so fast. The stitch regulator gives me perfect stitches every time, and the precision glide track systems makes quilting so smooth I could quilt all day.
I would love that. I've been looking at the HQ24 Fusion.
Oh, I think that would be perfect for you. It's got all the great HQ features of the Avante with more throat space. You'll love working with Handy Quilter. Their customer service is top-notch.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Moda Fabrics brings you the hottest new fabric lines for quilting. We work with more than 40 of your favorite independent designers, as well as in-house design staff to make sure you have the latest and greatest in fabrics. We're committed to creating high-quality products and providing excellent customer service. And for 35 years, Moda Fabrics has proudly supported the independent quilt shop. Visit your local independent quilt shop to see what's new from Moda Fabrics.
Beth for video demonstrations of the latest and greatest quilting products. Visit allpeoplequilt.com and click on Tool School.
Hi, this is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, and I'm your host, Pat Sloan, and I'm here at a quilt show, because you know you just love quilt shows, and I am talking to author Marie Bostwick, who has written a brand new novel, quilting novel, and I'm just so excited because Marie and I have been friends on Twitter.
Yes.
Don't you love Twitter?
I love Twitter.
Oh my God, it's so awesome.
And yeah.
I just think it's incredible we can actually be friends on there.
It's true.
And build a friendship.
No, it's very true, and it's always so fun when you meet one of your Twitter friends
yes.
or your Facebook friends.
Yeah.
And then, but don't you think there's always that moment of, yes. what if I don't like them? But then that never happens. I always like them. I always like them.
I know, and I ask people now, like, what is your little icon or your little avatar? Yeah. So I had somebody tell me, I'm the ladybug. And so when she met me, I'm the ladybug. And I'm like, all right.
All right, I know.
Now okay. I know who you are.
That's
so,
great.
Marie, you have a brand new novel.
I do.
Threading the Needle.
Yes.
Now, this cover, first you have to tell me about this cover because it is gorgeous.
Isn't it beautiful? Well, you know, this book, Threading the Needle, is actually the fourth book in my Cobbled Court novel series.
Oh, I love that.
And this is the one, if you're out there, where the cover is a very beautiful blue,
mm-hmm.
and it has a gorgeous antique thimble on the cover within a thimble case.
Yeah.
A beautiful silver thimble case. And
is this real? I mean, does this exist?
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. But I think the way you may be airing it might be too late. we're actually, my publisher got this thimble specifically for this cover, and we're actually having a drawing, a prize to give it away. They took it out of the safe, and I was at the publisher's office. They let me touch it, and then they took it away from me.
Oh, no.
So they're actually going to be giving that thimble and the thimble case away. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Now, this is the fourth in a series.
This is the fourth in the series.
You have told me you don't necessarily have to read them in series.
You don't have to read them in order. I am really careful to make sure that you can read the books, all four of them, in any order that you want to, and you will not feel like you're coming into the middle of the movie. Because you know what? I'm a reader.
Yeah.
And so it matters to me that everybody who reads my books has a good experience, whether they're starting from the very beginning mm-hmm. or whether they're just coming in right now. So don't worry about it. If you haven't read the other ones, you can read this one. You'll understand what's going on, but I guarantee you, you're going to want to go
oh,
and
yes.
read the rest when you're
oh,
done.
Yes.
So
oh, yes.
The books are set in a little town in New England, which is very like the little town in New England that I happen to live in.
That you happen to live
that
in.
That I just
Imagine
happen
that.
To live in, yes. Although everybody in town thinks they're in the books.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, they're not.
No.
But, you know, I let them think that because
yeah.
it makes them happy. So, you know, I do have, but there are some similar things. But then things that I want to make stuff up, I do.
It's a novel. It's not a real story.
Right. It's women's fiction with a quilting theme. I do, you know, I try to write books that are dealing with the real issues that real women are actually dealing with. So they're a little maybe more serious than some craft fiction.
Right.
But I will always make sure that you have a happy ending.
Yeah.
Because I didn't go into writing to depress people. So don't worry if you're thinking, oh, is it going to turn out? It'll be okay in
It'll
the end.
It'll turn out okay in the end.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us just a little bit about the new novel, you know, sort of the
yes.
storyline?
Well, I'll
But
tell
not
you,
to give it away.
No,
just
no,
a little,
I won't. No.
A little sneak into
I don't
it.
Wanna, no spoilers here,
yeah.
so it'll be all right. Well, this particular book is actually one that you really, especially of all the books, it reads well as a standalone, mm-hmm. because this introduces two brand new characters to the series.
Oh, love it, yes.
Madeline and Tessa. Madeline and Tessa were childhood friends growing up in New Bern, and they were BFFs.
Yeah.
But when they were almost 13 years old, they had a very terrible falling out.
Oh.
And they went their separate ways. They left New Bern, and now it's about 40 years later. And they have both returned to New Bern.
Yes.
One has returned because she wants to, and one has returned because she has to.
Uh-oh.
Yep. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. But, you know, it's I set the books always in whatever year I'm writing them.
Mm-hmm.
So this book is set very much during the depths. Gosh, I hope it's the depths. I hope it isn't any worse than we had of the economic downturn.
Right.
And all the kinds of pressures that we've all been dealing with,
right.
you know. I mean, everybody. And the pressures that are on marriages and families and our professional lives. But, again, all will be well.
All will end up well.
Yes.
All right. Happy ending. That's Threading the Needle by Marie Bostwick. Now, Marie, with the quilting theme in here, I know everybody always wants to know this. Do you actually quilt?
Oh, yes, indeed, I do. I've been quilting for probably about 25 years.
Yes.
Now, I want to be very clear about something, though. By the way, if your guild is out there, I would love to come and talk to your guild. Do not ask me to teach at your guild. It would be a bad idea for everyone. However, I speak to guilds all the time. I could talk about quilting, the lifestyle, and what it means to us. And I do a big presentation on when the going gets tough, the tough make a quilt.
Yeah.
But teaching, not so much.
Yeah.
I am a hobby quilter
yeah.
of enormous enthusiasm and moderate talent. And I will never be more than that.
Well, I think that that's really cool because when you read a novel like this, I think, and yours I can tell this immediately, when you read it, you feel it's a quilter writing it.
Yes, yes.
It's like it's almost like you can't fake
it. You can't fake it. You absolutely can't fake it. No, I mean, the quilters would turn on me in a rabid heat. They would find me out and it would be over.
It's like, no, you didn't say double wedding ring properly.
I have had people argue with me over certain things. See, I am a lazy quilter.
Yeah.
So things like, my feeling is, you know, if you can pre-wash your fabric or not pre-wash your fabric, why would you pre-wash it? Who wants to iron anything they don't have to? So, you know, we may all argue about our little differences, but I'm kind of a lazy quilter, so I'll take a shortcut if it's there.
I agree. Sometimes, you know, life is too short. You only have so much time to quilt.
And it's supposed to be fun.
Yes. Now, you have a really interesting website. You have a lot of things going on, and in the last few years, you've sort of invited quilters to come hang out.
Yep, I do. I have, thousands and thousands of people who are what I call my reading friends.
Yes.
And these are my very special go-to, mostly girls. I was going to say go-to girls, but mostly they are girls. There's a few gentlemen there.
Yeah.
But we have all kinds of things. There are patterns people can download for free once they've joined.
Right.
You have to go through the little process.
Yeah.
Yes. But I don't give away the information or sell the information. That's just so I can keep in contact with people. We have little, you know, giveaways now and then and things like that. But the really fun part I have enjoyed personally is we have the forum where people can talk about things. Not as busy as your forum. Oh, my goodness. The forum queen. I love to come hang out with Pat and her group. They're just busy. But a while ago, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, I started the Cobbled Court Quilt Circle online.
Uh-huh. Love
it. Because I can't belong to a circle or a guild. I travel too much and I work too much. So I thought, well, maybe there's other people like me that would love that companionship of other quilters.
Yeah.
But they can't physically do that. So we started this. And one of the ladies who joined was like, well, you have to do a quilt swap. And I said, I don't have time. And she said, well, I'll do it. So we put her in charge.
Yeah.
We've done, three or four swaps. Now, we just finished our ugly fabric challenge.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was fun. Sometimes I participate if I can,
but
I can't always.
Right.
But then after about our second swap, this was hilarious.
Yeah.
The girls decided they were going to have a quilting retreat.
Yeah.
At kind of my house.
Yeah.
Was it really at my house?
Right.
But we did it in my town. And that was last year. And the town is similar to the town that the books are in.
Yeah.
So we had 18 quilters from, I believe it was 8, might have been 10. Let's say 8.
Yeah.
8 different states and Canada.
And Canada.
They had never met before. And you would have thought that they had all gone to grade school together.
Yeah.
And they are so close and so tight. And I love these girls with all my heart.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Then, you know, can new people join now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you wanted to get involved, all you would need to do is just get on there, introduce yourself, jump in. It can seem a little intimidating at first. Don't. We do have new people join all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so just kind of hang in there. Don't feel like you know, just comment on things and tell us what you're quilting.
Yeah.
We talk about a lot of stuff that isn't quilting related, you know, our dogs and our daughters, right?
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. But we're going to probably be, you know, we're having another retreat. I expect it's going to be an annual thing. I don't know how many more spaces are that because we don't want to grow it too quick.
Right.
But it's a great time. We've just had a wonderful time with that.
Everybody's going to, and tell us your website.
It's so easy to remember. It's www.mariebostwick.com. And Bostwick is just like it sounds. Bostwick. Yep.
And I'll have that on my Creative Talk Network page, you know, with Marie's little write-up. So now you're right now at the very front of a book tour.
Yes, I'm 3 days into it.
Yes, so I'm catching Marie when she's bright and fresh and bushy-tailed. And how long, tell us what the book tour is. I mean, this is probably airing in July.
Well, I'm going to be touring until pretty much the very end of July. You know, the best way to find out where I will be is to get on my website. There's a section called Appearances.
Okay.
And you can pull up the various months. But I can tell you right now, I'm here, obviously, we're in Chantilly, Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm also going to be going to Vermont Quilt Festival, and I'm going to be at Knoxville. I'm going to be in Iowa. I'm going to be speaking to the Ottumwa Quilt Guild. And these gals invited me more than 2 years ago. I'm so anxious to meet them.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
I know. I'm very thrilled about that. I'll be in... it's always so hard to remember. I'm going to be in Oregon. Yeah. I'm going to be, you know, Hershey.
So you're just going
all over the place. I will literally, especially the month of July, I'll pretty much live out of my suitcase.
Will you go home in between events?
I have some brief periods of rest in June, but not so much in July. And in June mostly because I still have a book to finish.
Oh.
So they all come around. So I'm finishing the 2012 book now.
So are you doing books one right after the other?
Yes. This is my full-time job.
Right.
So I do, you know, I usually finish a book right as my tour is starting. As you can tell, I'm a little behind. I was hoping to finish the draft before I started on this trip, and things just got in the way. I like to take a week or two off, if I can. But I'm not a fast writer, so I have to keep going and start the next book right away. And you know what? After a week or two, honestly, I'm itchy.
You're itching.
I'm not writing, so I got to get back to it.
Well, I understand that because I work the same way. It's like people say, well, what's next? It's like, well, it's just the next book, the next fabric line.
You are the she's just the Energizer Bunny. I'm always teasing Pat. I'm like, when do you sleep? You have a clone, and can I find out where to get a clone like you have?
Now, people say, I do sleep.
I don't believe it.
Well, you know, Marie, this has just been so awesome to finally meet you in person and give you a hug and everything.
Yes.
I just love it. So I wish you so much luck with Threading the Needle.
Thank you so much.
And your next book, is the next book in the same series?
It's going to be in the same series, yes.
Oh, my gosh, folks, you have, you know, what is this? So you got to go get the whole series and read them all.
And, you know, there are book covers on the website, and if you click on the covers, you can read a sample chapter in almost every. So then you can see if it's your cup of tea.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you. Visit Marie at mariebostwick.com. This is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. Come back after the break.
Win free stuff. Find out about our newest online sweepstakes and contests and how you can enter at allpeoplequilt.com/promos.
Do you love free motion quilting but struggle to fit your project in a small throat space? The HQ Suite 16 is designed for you. With 16 inches of throat space, there is room to work on even a king size quilt. The smooth surface of our height adjustable table allows your project to glide under the needle with ease. The HQ Suite 16 is built with powerful HQ technology designed to handle all your quilting projects.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Come see what's cooking at the Moda Bake Shop website. You'll find free recipes for using the wide range of Moda pre-cuts from your favorite designers and quilt shops. We've got ideas for using a variety of ingredients, including honey buns, jelly rolls, layer cakes, charm packs, and more. Instructions with detailed step-by-step photos guide you through the recipes and the fun. New projects served up daily at modabakeshop.com.
We're listening to you. Comment on today's show and tell us your ideas for future shows. Visit the contact page on our website, allpeoplequilt.com. Now, back to the show. Here's Pat.
This is Pat Sloan with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm still here at Spring Quilt Market in Salt Lake City. And I, you know, as you know, I'm going around, I'm talking to great designers and shop owners. We're hearing so much fun stuff. And I have managed to track down the Bonnie Blue Girls. Are you excited or what? I am, so you know you love their stuff. This is just the most amazing booth. I wish you were here to see it with me. But I'm in their booth, so, you know, we might have somebody come by, like their fans, going to hug and kiss them. And so if that happens, you know, you're going to hear all about it. But let me introduce them. We have Paula Barnes and Mary Ellen Robeson. Did I say that right?
Robeson.
Okay. So that was Mary Ellen. Thank you, girls, for giving me some time.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So tell me, what is, you have a particular look of your fabric line and your patterns. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we specialize in quilt designs and patterns based throughout the 1800s.
Okay.
And most of our patterns have a little bit of history on the back and tell a good story, because we like to tell a little good story on the back.
Need a good human interest story.
And they're named after, like, a person or, you know,
or an event.
Or a person, event, a particular period of time and or place. Mm-hmm. Something exciting has happened and something mm-hmm. interesting.
So Mary Ellen has a couple of the patterns in front of her. Why don't you tell us about one of them?
This one's one of our newest ones. It's Gentle Annie. Mm-hmm. And Annie was a lady who was part of the Daughters of the Regiment in the Michigan Infantry. And she traveled with their particular regiment and nursed and took care of people. Yeah. And she is one of the only women who has ever won the Kearny Cross for noble service and heroic service to the Union Army.
Oh, wow. So the Army gave out those medals to women
to
only?
To women, two. Only two. It's usually given to men.
Yeah.
And she was one of the two women.
Oh.
And never was paid the entire time she was in the Army. That worked for the Union Army.
Oh.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah.
They gave her a $25 pension.
Oh.
Later. Yes.
Oh.
Sad.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made a pattern to honor her.
Yes.
That's absolutely fabulous. So Paula, you guys were just teaching on a cruise.
Yes. Yes, we were. We
Tell
did
us
a cruise,
about that.
And we, there were three of us teachers. There was Betsy Chechen, and who did Gone to Texas, the book Gone to Texas, and Bobby Ogg, who is a judge and quilt appraiser, and myself, and we all taught classes, and it was a lot of fun. We did it through Stitch in Heaven,
mm-hmm.
and met a lot of nice people there and mm-hmm. had a great time.
Rumor has it we stopped in some really great places, but we had so much fun just sitting in the sewing room and getting stuff done. And we got off in Cozumel and did a little silver
shopping.
So, yeah. Wow, that's a good place to do that.
Yes.
So tell me about your fabric line. How do you go about what? Tell us the style of it, and then how you sort of.
Well, the fabric line is with Marcus Fabrics, mm-hmm. and I feel very privileged to be partnering with them with the fabric. All the fabrics are based on fabrics from the 1800s, and I try to keep true to the feel of the fabric lines from that period, and but also something that someone was going to want to make a quilt out of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I try very hard to try and keep to that period.
So do you guys go and look at, do you collect antique fabrics to get your designs from?
I collect a lot of antique quilts.
Oh, and antique quilts.
Yes, a lot of antique quilts. And I have a large collection of antique textiles.
Okay.
So I pull a lot from that for designs.
Okay. So Mary Ellen, do you also collect? Or
I bought one. I kind of feed off of Paula. Let her do all of that. I make suggestions like, I really think we need that one. And if you don't do what I want.
She has a quilt I covet.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Yes. Like to go visit every once in a while to look at.
Get visiting rights for the antique quilts.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So what is your newest line?
The newest line is Cotton Club. And with Marcus, we're doing a block of the month with it.
Ah.
And it's going to be through shops throughout the United States. We're not doing it ourselves on our website. We want shop owners to be able to do it and have a successful run with it. And there's 45 5-inch blocks.
Oh.
And so you do about 4 blocks a month.
That's fun. It's wonderful.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun.
They're small. They're cute.
They're cute.
After you've made one, it's like, ooh. They're like, we're going to make another one.
I know. It's like potato chips. You can't stop at just one. So, and they're all different. And I, they're just like little jewels.
Mm. And of course, it's in our favorite colors, reds and browns and
lots of shirtings.
Now, what's the churning?
Shirting.
Oh, shirtings. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Shirting prints.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And explain for people who may not realize what a shirting print is.
Well, it basically looks like men's shirts. Little tiny, it's usually cream color with a small little teeny motif on it. You would recognize it, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little tiny images, but they're sort of separated out.
And they're usually very patterned. Like it's not a random.
You can look at
Yeah, so it's they're like an overall.
Yeah, it's not like an overall. They usually have like a pattern with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. And what did you teach when you were on the cruise? What pattern?
I taught Lemoyne House, which is another quilt with small blocks. They're 6-inch blocks, and but they were all the same block, and I think they had a little one inch finish,
half square triangle.
Oh. But they look like a Lemoyne star. We call it our faux Lemoyne.
Yeah.
No Y seams.
Yes. There you go. Yeah, we love you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we totally love you for that.
Yeah.
So, do you have any tips for working with small blocks?
Pressing. Making sure you have a 1/4-inch seam allowance that's spot on. A larger block, you can get away with a little bit of play.
Give.
But when you're doing the small blocks and you've got all the seams, it's really important. And we've started using a acrylic seam guide for our sewing machine.
Fantastic.
So how does that work? Does it go on the front of your machine?
It goes on the side next to your presser foot.
Okay.
And the one we've been using, it has a little slot. You can screw it down.
Screw it right
on your seam or tape it.
Yeah. But perfect. If you don't have the little screws, you can also tape it with painter's tape.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we use the painter's tape because
if we're taking it off and putting it back on
for different things.
Yeah. Either that or I need two machines.
Yeah.
But one with the seam allowance, one without.
Yeah. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Next on the list. Yeah, and the other thing is if it doesn't behave and you can't get a perfect block, you just put it in timeout and speak harshly to it and make it behave and it will work for you.
It'll get there.
It'll get there. Think about what it's supposed to do.
Pressing too.
Lots of pressing. Do you use starch also at all, or
when
starchers?
I do it, I use magic sizing.
Okay.
I don't like it as heavy, and it seems to hold it down nicely. And we use a paper to do square triangles.
Okay.
So how has I have a question because of the Civil War this year is very prominent. It has an anniversary. How is that sort of how do you feel about that with your work since you do a lot of quilts in that era?
Well, I think there's been a lot more interest in the Civil War itself, and I'm glad because I honestly until we started when I bought my first line of Civil War fabric, I was hooked. Mm-hmm. And I made very pastel quilts because I have three girls.
Yeah.
But then after the first quilt, I never ever wanted to go back to that. And so for me, it's been a 20-year love of it. But I'm so glad that people are getting interested in it, and I'm glad they like reading the stories about the Civil War.
We'll have people stand in the booth and just read the stories.
Yeah.
They want to know what the story's about. And, mm-hmm. you know, when Paula does a trunk show, it's here's the quilt, here's the story.
Yeah.
But
oh,
I think we
amazing.
Hear a lot of people who come into the booth and say, oh, I have to make a Civil War quilt.
Yeah.
I have to make
this
one.
This is the year.
This is the year, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So even if they may not normally work in that style, they want to commemorate it.
Yeah. They just, you know, it's like you have to say, I did it. I have one.
Right.
And there are a lot of good stories, like Sally, the story about Sally, who was a dog mascot, and who was actually killed in battle. And there's a bronze sculpture of him at the bottom of the infantry's
It's in Gettysburg.
It's in Gettysburg. So
people actually go because the dog is at the base of the statue. They leave treats.
Aww.
It's really nice.
A lot of great stories. And
yeah.
It's history
plenty to
that
choose
we,
from.
You know, we should remember.
It is. It is. Fabulous. Well, they can come. Tell me your website again.
It's BonnieBlueQuilts.com.
Okay, so they can come there and see all your different patterns and stuff.
Patterns and kits.
Well, I also want to know, like, because you're partners, tell me, like, how did you met on the same street? And
it started because Paula taught classes at a local quilt store.
Uh-huh.
And I started taking the classes, and it was like, okay, we need to do something. We need to get Paula's patterns out where people can see it. I retired. I was an elementary school librarian, and I'm like, okay, what are we going to do next?
Yeah.
And we started the business, and it's been 6 years.
And we used to live on the same street.
Yes.
She was on one end and I was on the other end. And it's been that way for a long time. We've known each other quite a long time.
Yeah.
And her husband just retired, so she has moved to Florida.
Oh.
Very sad day.
It's not a good day at all.
And no, it's,
so
that's
hard. We keep the phone lines going. I think we're personally supporting AT&T.
But it seems to be working out.
It does.
Via, you know, new iPads and...
And we try to, you know, ensure that we get back so that we can do things and work and get things done. Like, I was back for the cruise and spent some time and...
Right.
You know.
Wow.
It'll work out.
I know. We were talking about a little earlier that you were going to use your iPad so that you could, show in action what you were doing.
Yes.
Usually,
I think that's fabulous.
Usually, Paula would pick the fabrics. Mm-hmm. I make the blocks, and then we would bring them to our warehouse, put them on a wall, and then we do what she calls colorize them.
Yeah.
And she moves them and places them. So now it's something that I do in my, you know, workroom.
Yeah.
And then have to call her or take a picture.
Sure.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to move block two or three?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's gotten to the point, because I've done this for a while, I kind of have an idea of where she's going to like things.
Right, yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, since you've worked together so long, you really are pretty close when you get to that point. Yeah, so it won't be so
But
crazy.
Every now and then I get, move that one.
Not often.
It's good. It's a good system. It works.
Yes. Well, I am so excited to be able to spend this time talking to you and sharing about your patterns and your fabric. Your booth is just fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm here talking with the Bonnie Blue girls. We have Mary Ellen and Paula. And go out to their website and check out the patterns, fabric. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's fun.
Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. Come back next week when we have more quilting guests for you to enjoy, and visit us at allpeoplequilt.com.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.